All right, today is a big day in the Miller household because today is August 4th. And can you believe it? And I want to wish her a happy birthday because she is listening right now. Happy birthday to our sweet 6-pound little baby daughter, Sabrina, who turns 5 today.
5? My goodness.
She is not a 6-pound newborn anymore. She is now a 40-pound 5-year-old. And I hate that I'm missing her birthday. So happy birthday, Sabrina. I will see you in a few days. And I've been asked, has the 5 years flown by? And my answer is no. It seems like a very long time. It seems like she's been in our lives forever. Like, it's hard for me to remember a time when she wasn't in our lives.
Yeah.
And so I feel like the last 5 years have gone very, very slowly. And I was told when she was born by many that the days will go by very slowly, but the years will go by very quickly. But I have found that the years have also gone by very slowly. It's been such an intense experience.
Yeah.
Having, you know, my wife and I, neither of us have had kids before. She's our first, and to experience this maybe later in life makes it a little more intense. We're maybe focused a little more on it than we would have been as younger adults. But to me, the 5 years, it seems like it's been 50 years. And I mean that in a good way because it's been such a rich experience.
Yeah, that's interesting. My kids' lives just seem to fly by. The 5-year marker, or they're going off to school for the first time. They go to high school for the first time. All that just seems like, and maybe it's because we had three and you're keeping up with three different lives, and and it just seems to just go at a really fast pace.
God, 5 years. That's a long time.
Remember that when I called you guys from the hospital?
Oh, yeah.
Confirm the successful delivery?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 5 years ago. See, that doesn't seem like yesterday. That seems like a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we have
when
that conversation.
When you put it that way, yeah, that day does seem like a while back.
That seems crazy. You had a life without her in it.
I know it.
Yeah.
And I was listening to this podcast recently about brain health and memory because I'm trying to stay on top of that. And they talked about how we all comment that, wow, that time has flown by. But we never say that about our childhood. When it's our childhood seemed to last forever.
It did.
And this memory expert, this brain health expert, said that's because as children, we were writing new experiences into our hard drive almost every day.
Yeah, everything was novel.
Yes. And when you do that, things really slow down because these experiences are new and you're really living in them and you're figuring it all out. And when you become an adult, the years seem to go by a lot faster because you're more in a routine and you're not writing as many new experiences into your hard drive. And so time tends to fly by when you're doing the same thing every day. But as a kid, you know, for your first 15 or 20 years, you're kind of doing something new every day, and that's why it creeps by.
That's interesting.
By the way, not to interrupt you, but that's why I think as a parent, these 5 years have been very slow for me because I've been writing all these new experiences about parenthood.
Yeah, that makes sense. What about the hard drive being full theory?
When you're an adult.
Yeah. I don't have any more room on the page maybe to write. I don't know.
Yeah. The whole parenting journey, though, has been joyous. It's been an incredible experience. It's hard at times, but she's a great kid and so much fun to be with. And this book I'm reading, I just referenced it in the last segment as well. At some point, I'm halfway through it. Check this out. I bought this book. It was recommended to me by our old producer, Fernando. It's called London Falling. And it's a true crime story about this death in London. This 20-year-old boy jumps from a balcony. And it's a fascinating story. It's a bestseller, so I'm sure some of our P1s have read it. But the parents in it talk a lot about what we could have done differently for our son, who ended up getting into all sorts of trouble. And they raised one son who was extremely normal and went to college and got a job and was just a great kid, easy to raise. But this other kid was a handful. And in this book, the author writes, and he quotes this other author, Andrew Solomon, a child psychologist, "There may be some narcissistic sense in which, as parents, we strive to mold our offspring in our own image, tweaking them here and there to make a better version of ourselves. But the truth is that often it doesn't work out that way, whatever the parents do. You can raise two children in more or less the same manner and end up with two wildly different adults. Our children are not us," Solomon points out. "They carry throwback genes and recessive traits and are subject right from the start to environmental stimuli beyond our control."
Absolutely.
"The truth about parenthood," he concludes, "is that it abruptly catapults us into a permanent relationship with a stranger." And isn't that the truth?
Yep.
You know, our daughter, she is my flesh and blood. You know, she is me, but she so often feels like a stranger because she does things that I can't explain.
No sense. Yeah.
Where did you get that? How you're not behaving like mommy or daddy, or how we're teaching you, you're your own person. And in many ways they are strangers.
Yeah, I know. And I've known parents through the years that beat themselves up. Just that same thing. What could I have done differently? And so many times nothing. You know, mm-hmm. you tried your best. You loved them. You did what you thought was best. And it wasn't always molding them. Hey, I want you to be just like me, but a better version of me. It was just, I want you to be happy. And yeah, they're their own creature. And you just, you pray it ends up okay.
I mean, it's been the greatest journey ever. I've loved these 5 years more than any other 5 year period in my life. And she's a joy. I wouldn't trade the experience for anything. But it is a lot of work, and it is at times very confusing work.
Yeah.
And you hope you're getting it right every day, and you regret moves maybe that you made at some point. Oh, I shouldn't have said this or done this. And then sometimes you're happy with the way you're parenting, but you're learning on the fly. From that moment they send you home from the hospital for the first time, and you've never experienced it, and you're sure, we're ready to go home. We don't know what to do with this.
Yeah, can we stay
one
here for
day
like a
old?
Month? Yeah.
Right? You guys are taking care of it. This is pretty good here.
Yeah.
And then you get home and you just kind of figure it out.
That's right. And there are a lot of guidelines out there, a lot of books you can read, and hey, this is a helpful hint, but they're not in your situation. You know, they're not raising your child, and everything's so different.
But happy birthday, Sabrina. Big fella will be home in a few days, and we'll celebrate
that.
All
right.
Is that what she calls you?
That's what she calls me.